Archers for the week 9 to 14 May 2004.
This week in Ambridge, there's been a tragedy for Helen.
Hey, love. I've got you some tea.
Thanks.
Kirsty's here. She's just arrived.
Kirsty?
Would you like to see her? Shall I tell her to come up?
Yes. Okay.
I'm sure she'll understand if you don't...
No. It's all right.
Okay. Love, can I... Is there anything else you'd like?
No, thanks.
Sure. All right. I'll leave your tea here. Don't let it go cold.
She's been spending most of the time in her room, just lying there. I guess it's still a shock.
Look... Maybe I should come back another time.
Well, let's see how Pat gets on.
I don't want to make things worse for her.
No. If it's too much for her, she'll say. I think it would be good for her to see you.
Oh, Helen. What's she done to deserve this?
She doesn't even seem to be able to cry. I'd feel better if you could. Well, maybe the tears will come later.
Why? Why did he do it?
Yeah. He had more than his share of troubles. I suppose it must all have got too much to bear.
Yeah, but to do that, to go out with a gun and just...
Yes, it was terrible. None of us saw it coming. Poor Greg, he must have been desperate.
But he must have known what it would do to Helen.
Oh, I don't know. The worst of it is I think she's blaming herself for walking out on him.
Oh, I know, but that's wrong. She mustn't do that. It's not her fault.
But can we make her
see
that?
It's all right, Kirsty. She said she'd like to see you.
Yeah?
How was she?
The same. I didn't get much out of her.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think she really meant it.
Okay.
I expect Tony's warned you. We're finding it hard to get through to her. Perhaps you'll find it easier to talk to you.
Oh, okay. I'll see what I can do.
He left me a note. He said he was sorry. He wanted me to forgive him.
Oh.
He said it was better like this. That now I wouldn't have to worry about him anymore. Be free to get on and start a new life. And the girls wouldn't have to choose between him and Michelle. He said... He said it wasn't my fault.
Well, there you are. If he said it...
I think... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not sure?
Maybe I... You see, they took the note away. The police took it. I haven't got it anymore.
Okay, but... But they'll let you have it back, won't they?
I saw it, but... I didn't have it for long. I can't remember it all.
Oh, Helen, it wasn't your fault. Greg said that. You must believe it.
I wanted to see him, Kirsty. I called him. I left a message. But it was too late. He must have already been...
Oh, hey, come on. This won't do any good. You mustn't blame yourself.
I should have been there for him. It's too late.
No! You mustn't let yourself think like that. There was nothing you could do. That's just the way it happened. Here. Drink up your tea.
Helen.
Would you like me to go now?
So, you and Will were out trying to find him.
Well, we knew he'd been down to the hut... door was unlocked. I'd Didn't know what I'd find in there. I mean, luckily I'd told Will not to come in, to wait outside.
How's the lad coping?
He's still pretty shaken, of course. Yeah. But to be honest, I haven't seen that much of him. We've both had our hands full since Friday.
So he'll be running the shoot on his own?
Well, he's been doing that for a while, with George's help. He's quite capable. Helen's the one we're all so worried about.
Yes, of course.
And so shattering for the poor girl. Absolute nightmare.
I'm actually on my way down to Bridge Farm now.
Brian! Hello.
Oh, afternoon, David.
Hi, Alan.
Look, I'll get on my way. Oh, Brian, if you do feel like a chat, any time, just to talk things through, that you know where to find me.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
Bye.
Bye.
Looks as if Alan beat me to it.
Hmm? Thought I'd come and see how you're bearing up.
Oh, I'm okay.
I spent a couple of hours out with the sprayer. Adam's just taken over.
You don't look too good to me, Brian.
Well,
in fact, you look downright shattered.
Well, let's say I've been better. I'm not sleeping too well.
Well, I don't suppose I would be either, not after...
It was fairly horrific.
Look, I've got some time. If you...
Yes. Yes, come on in. Let's have a drink.
I think she might be asleep now. I really don't want to disturb her.
No, of course, of course.
Alan. Hello.
Ah, Tony.
I was just saying, I think Helen's asleep at last.
Ah, that's good.
Look, you're about to start your milking. I'll go and leave you in peace.
Oh, no, don't rush off. Stay and have some tea.
Yeah, sit down and join us.
Well, okay. Thanks.
It's very kind of you to call round.
Well, if there's anything I can do, anything to help.
Oh, thanks for the offer.
Practical things, you know, even if it's just going to the shops.
Well, that's kind. We'll let you know.
I don't suppose you've had time to think about the funeral.
We can't yet. Not till after the inquest. We're still not sure when that's going to be.
No, I suppose the bureaucracy has to take its course.
Yes. There'll be a post-mortem. Then they'll have to consider all the evidence.
You left a note?
Oh, yes, yes. There's no doubt it was suicide.
Mm. For Helen's sake, we're hoping they'll hold the inquest as soon as possible.
Oh, thank
get
you.
It over with.
Until that's out of the way, well, they can't even release Greg's body. Nothing we can do except wait. It's going to make things even harder for her.
Well, you've probably thought of this already, but perhaps if you got her to a doctor?
Yes, we'll try and get her to make an appointment.
I don't know if she'll want to, Tony.
Well, it's worth a try.
You know, this must have come as a terrible shock to all of you, not just to Helen.
Well, we've been through it all before, of course. John.
Yes, I know.
Different circumstances, but...
It brought it all back to me, when I had to break the news to Helen.
Oh, so you did?
Yeah. She was still at work. She had no idea. She'd been trying to ring him. I just didn't know what to say. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
I'm sure it was.
You know what made it even worse? Just the day before, she'd asked my advice, and I told her not to go and see him.
Tony, you can't blame yourself. At least Helen heard the news from you, someone she knows and loves, not from some policeman knocking at the door. Now, what about his ex? Michelle, is it?
Oh, that was down to Pat.
Yeah, I had to call her in Marseille, tell her.
Oh, that's not a pleasant task for you, either.
No. She was shocked, of course. Though maybe it didn't come as quite such a surprise to her. I don't know.
And she will have had to tell the girls.
Yes, yes, of course, his daughters.
Annette and Sonia.
Makes me wonder how well any of us really knew him. Poor man, he must have been suffering.
Well, this may be very wrong and callous of me, but there have been times over the last 2 days when I have felt so angry with him.
Yes.
I know he must have been desperate, but it still seems such a selfish thing to do. I know that must sound very unchristian.
No, it's natural to feel angry.
Because of what he's done to Helen. Mm-hmm. It's going to take her so long to get over this. All the guilt and the pain he's caused her. Her life may never be the same again.
I think he's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I can...
He's there every time I shut my eyes. And Greg knew how to use a gun, of course. He made a pretty thorough job of it.
What a wait.
Well, at least it must have been quick. At least he'd made sure Helen didn't find him.
You think he must have planned it so that...
Oh, yes. No, he thought it all through. He'd arranged for Will to pick up some heaters in the morning. He knew Will would find the place deserted. And he'd have to find me to get a spare key. He didn't leave anything to chance.
It's all such a waste. Why did he do it? Why didn't he stay in there, keep fighting?
I suppose it must all have got too much.
Yeah, but, you know, who knows? He could have patched things up with Helen and with the girls. Found himself another job.
Well, perhaps he shouldn't have been looking for a job at all.
Yes, but...
If he hadn't resigned, if I'd been a better employer...
Oh, come on, Brian, you
don't...
Well,
I didn't go out of my way to make his life any easier, David. Quite the opposite, in fact.
You were doing your job. You were making sure he ran the chute properly.
Maybe I was too thorough.
Brian, that's rubbish.
Oh, is it, David? Is it? I don't know.
Dad!
Oh, hello, love. I thought you were still asleep.
Dad, what's happened to Mitch? Where's Mitch?
Shh, it's okay.
There's nobody there. He'll be on his own. There's no one to look after him.
Will's got him.
Will?
Remember? Will took him home. He's looking after him.
Oh, Dad. What am I going to do?
Hey, shh.
He's gone. It's too late. I can't tell him.
I know.
It's all my fault. I let him down. He needed me and I wasn't there.
No, come on.
I tried to call him. It was too late. He was gone. He didn't even know I still loved him. I didn't even say goodbye.
William's taken on a new responsibility.
Come on there. Good boy. Look what I got for you. Yeah.
William?
Oh, hello.
Sorry to butt in. How's old Mitch doing?
Not so bad. Still a bit confused, I reckon.
Yeah. Hello there, boy. Get on all right with your Meg?
Yeah. They know each other well enough. I came down here to fetch his bowl and his box and stuff. Make him feel more at home.
So you've been in the house?
Oh, I got the key off Mr. Aldridge. The place is empty. Helen's down at the farm.
The police are finished with it?
Yeah, as far as I know.
What about the shepherds up?
I don't know, I ain't been near that place.
No. Don't blame you. It's about your mum's birthday.
Yeah?
The Parisian night. Don't suppose you've had a lot of time to think about it, but...
Well, me and Emma were talking about it last night.
Oh?
You're getting the food, right?
Yeah, I'm going on to see Ian.
So how about if we get in the wine?
Yeah! Yeah, that would be great.
OK. I'll get him to pick up a couple of bottles.
French? And not just your bog standards?
No, she'll pick up some good ones.
Great. Thanks, William. I know your mum will appreciate it.
OK. I'll have to get back to work.
You okay, son?
Yeah, I've got plenty to keep me busy.
Terrible, isn't it? I still can't believe he'd go into a thing like that.
No.
I mean, well, we all knew he was going through a rough patch, but to go off and... You'd have to be really desperate. I mean, what was driving him?
You don't have to look very far.
Oh, I suppose there was all that trouble with Michelle and the kids.
I'll try a bit closer to home.
Eh?
Who was it who kept getting on him day after day? Picking him up on the smallest thing. Telling him he was no good at his job. Making him feel a failure.
Brian Aldridge.
Of course. Greg had enough problems with Michelle and the girls, and then with Helen. Then on top of it all, getting all that grief from Mr. Aldridge. No wonder he cracked in the end.
Yeah, but...
And it weren't fair. He was a good keeper. One of the best. We all make mistakes, but... If he'd been left alone to get on with his job, who knows? It might never have happened.
I sneaked in. I don't think the guards saw me.
So what's the big deal?
Well, do I need an excuse? Okay, I know you're busy, but...
Well, as it happens, I might be able to take the odd hour or so this morning.
Yeah? Oh, that'd be great.
Well, so long as I'm back by 11-ish.
I could really use some company.
Well, I'm not still moping about the team getting thrashed by Edgley.
Well, that and... Well, things aren't too cheerful back at the ranch.
No surprise there.
No, Brian's taking it pretty hard. He's been seeking solace in the bottom of a whiskey glass.
Well, if it was me who found that poor guy dead, I think I'd been needing some solace too.
All right. So, Mum's worrying about him and about Helen, of course.
Well, wasn't her brother killed in an accident?
John, yeah. I don't know how Helen's going to cope with this one.
Okay. If you can give me a few minutes.
I'll wait. If you come back with me, I'll show you the mobile homes we've got for our strawberry pickers.
There's an offer I can't...
Hello! Aaron!
Okay.
Well, you are in demand this morning.
This Parisian takeaway for Clary.
What? You've let him talk you around, haven't you?
Big soft-hearted fool that I
morning.
Am.
Morning!
Hello.
Hi, Eddie.
Aaron, can you spare us a moment? I want to talk about the meal.
Again?
I know we got to choose from your regular menu, but I got a few ideas here.
What, recipes?
Well, more like suggestions.
Okay, fire away.
Right. No asparagus. I don't like asparagus.
Okay.
And I'm not too keen on those haricot beans, neither. They do funny things to me inside. Oh, and no mussels.
Mussels?
You don't know where they come from, do you?
The sea, Eddie.
Look, whoa, hold on. I mean, if this is going to be a list of things you don't like...
I thought this meal was for Clary.
I mean, we'll be down to sausage and chips at this rate.
Well, we've got to eat it too.
Okay. Okay, well, why don't we play it safe? We'll stick to the snails and the frog's legs.
Brian? Darling?
You going out?
No, I just wondered where you were.
I thought I'd make a start on the paperwork.
Yes. Isn't it a bit early?
I had such a rotten night. I need something to buck me up.
All right. Weren't you going to look at strawberries with Adam?
Yes, I will. Yeah, when he gets back.
And what about the deer? You said they were due to start calving any time now.
Oh, not for another day or so yet. I'll go and check them later. Got plenty to keep me busy here.
Brian... Darling, I know you've been through a horrible experience, but...
I dreamt about it again last night.
Oh.
It's one reason I couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. But is this really the best way to get over it?
It certainly helps.
But...
Did I hear Peggy earlier?
Oh, yes. She didn't stay. She was on her way down to Tony's. She's made them a casserole.
That's kind of her.
Well, you know Mum. She's offered to help whenever they need her. No, she's got enough on her hands with Jack to look after. Brian, instead of sitting here with a bottle, why don't you get out and...
Well, go out for a stiff walk, pull myself together.
Well, this isn't going to help anyone. Think of poor Helen and how she must be feeling.
You think I don't? I think of her all the time, Jenny. I wasn't a good employer.
What?
I treated Greg unfairly. Came down way too hard on him.
Oh, don't be so silly.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, I came within an inch of sacking him.
But...
Yes, he made some mistakes. Yes, I had Matt breathing down my neck, but...
Look, you can't blame yourself.
I feel responsible. I was part of the problem. And Helen must know that too.
We got them cheap from the caravan park on the Felbersham Road. They've seen better days, but...
Well, I suppose if you're used to a salvage stead block in Romania...
Oh, come on, they're not so bad. They're quite cosy inside. Here, I'll show you this one.
One's enough. I'll take your word.
And the kids are from the Ukraine. Agricultural students.
What, 12 husky young farmers?
Well, girls, mostly.
I'll have to keep my eye on you. Don't want you heading on some cute blonde guy from Kiev.
That would be most unprofessional. As their employer, I'm responsible for their well-being.
Okay.
Though by all accounts, they work hard and play hard too. The grower we met spends a lot of his time sorting out their emotional problems.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Oh, morning.
You're getting a guided tour of our caravan park?
Well, that's the excuse. I'm really here to console him for losing against Edgley.
Oh, the cricket.
It's only a game. I'm not bitter.
He's just not used to losing. That's his trouble.
Well, I didn't suppose any of you were playing at your best.
OK, so I gave Duncan a bad call. But why does Sid have to blame it all on me?
Does he?
Well, not up front. He's made it pretty clear. One or two players letting the side down.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean it.
Adam thinks it's getting personal.
Well, not think. I know. Sid's got a real problem with me.
You mean... I'm sure that can't be the case.
Sorry to break this up, but if I'm to get back by 11...
You're going?
Yeah, I have to. Sorry.
OK. Thanks for coming up.
OK, look, I'll call you. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Ian.
Mum, you got a moment to look at the fruit?
Not now, Adam. Maybe this afternoon. Look, isn't Brian meant to be out here with you?
Well, he did say he'd pop down sometime.
You know, he's sitting in the office with a bottle of whiskey.
OK.
I know he's got an excuse, but he's also got it into his head that he's somehow partly responsible for what happened.
Yes, I've kind of guessed that was bugging him. It's crazy.
And he won't listen to me. Perhaps if you could have a word with him.
Continental chutneys. Belgian, not French, I'm afraid.
Yeah, terrific. You like those.
They're on the kitchen table, all wrapped up for us.
Great. But the plan is, I'm going to hide all the cards and presents and give them to her at the meal. Give her a real surprise.
OK, if you want to go in and get them.
Yeah, thanks. I can see you're busy.
We've got Alistair coming to do our TB test.
Oh.
Well, that's why I'm sorting the race out.
Big day for you, then.
Yeah. Well, I'm not letting myself get too hopeful. I'm trying not to think about it. Not very successfully.
When's he doing the follow-up?
Thursday. 3 more days of suspense, then we'll know the worst.
Yeah. There are some things I don't miss about being a farmer. TB's one of them.
Well, like I said, I'm trying to put it out of my mind.
Oh, I don't blame you.
So, are you all set for Wednesday?
Yeah, pretty much. Food and drinks all sorted.
You're giving her a present as well.
I can't afford much, but as a bloke I know just trips across the channel. He's getting me a bottle of French perfume.
Oh, that's nice.
At a discount.
He'll be really pleased.
I hope so.
Real French perfume? I would be if it was me.
Yeah, well, better get me skates on.
And don't forget the chocolates.
Yeah, okay. And best of luck with the test, Ruth. I'll be keeping my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks, Eddie.
I'm really pleased. There's some very good fruit coming along here.
Mm.
All that hard work starting to pay off. That and the poly covering, of course.
There's a few ripe already. Here.
Hmm? No, I won't, thanks.
Okay. I was going to talk through the packing routine, but if you'd rather do it some other time.
Sorry, Adam, sorry. I'm not quite up to speed this afternoon.
Brian, Mum's right. You should let it rest. Try and put it all behind you. Move on.
I am trying, but...
Greg had all kinds of problems. Who knows what made him do it? It might have been some inner demon we know nothing about. It makes no sense for you to feel responsible.
Well, maybe you're right. Thanks for saying it anyway.
Well, I'm not pretending I'd have coped any better. If it had been me, I'd walked in and found...
Well, this may sound strange, but... You know, I've been wondering if Greg meant me to find him all along.
What?
But he knew Will would come to me for the spare key, and once we'd seen the note...
Mr. Aldridge?
Will, hello.
Hi. There's no one up at the house. I've got the key to the cottage.
Oh, thanks. Did you find all you wanted?
Yeah, I got it. I'll have to get back now.
Will, wait a minute. I'm sure you could use some extra help at the moment. So, if you like, I'll get George to come in for another hour or so tomorrow. Or for as long as you need.
No, thanks. I can manage.
Yeah, but I'm sure George would be more than happy
to... I'm all right. I don't need any more help. I can manage on my own.
But surely...
That's how Greg would have done it. All he ever wanted was to be left to do things his own way.
Will, listen...
That's all he wanted. And that's how I want it too.
Lillian's coaching her new riding pupil.
Don't slump, darling. Keep your back straight.
There's not me back. I'm worried about.
Oh, that's it. Whoa. Yeah, that's better.
You know, this horse has got one leg shorter than the other.
Cheer up, you're supposed to be enjoying it.
Yeah, terrific.
Come on. You're so keen to go out with the South Borsetshire.
Oh, still plenty of time before hunting starts.
You can't even manage a trot.
Yeah, all right. Maybe not this year, but in time, who knows?
Well, if that's what you want.
Though, after our little visit to the Dower House...
Oh, you're not still sore about that.
Well, let's be honest. I doubt if it's done much to help me chances. It would have to be Caroline who found us, wouldn't it?
Darling, you're talking about a woman who's been through half the single men in Borsetshire. Hotel manager. All her airs and graces.
Yeah, and her current bloke just happens to be joint master of the hunt.
Oh, don't mind Oliver. He's a real sweetie.
Oh, yeah, I like him. I've a lot of time for old Oliver.
Oh, where's the problem?
Well, Caroline's no fool either. She knows you pulled a fast one on her with that key. And I bet she checked out that four-poster.
Oh, darling, we didn't do anything. Oh, it's such a pity we were interrupted.
Yeah, she won't know that. Guess what she said when she got home?
Oh, that's how her mind works.
No, I'm just saying it'd be a shame if we fell out before we even got to know each other, you know what I mean?
You mean you're still after that invite to the puppy show?
Why not? Be a new experience. See how it all works. Get to meet some more of those hunting types.
Well, if it's really so important to you, Matt, I'll see what I can do.
Two trays of vanilla and the same as strawberry.
Yep, all here.
Great, that should be the lot.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no panic. Tom can hold the fort while I'm gone.
We did suggest that he did more to help out at the shop. He wasn't too keen.
Tom's keeping well out of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's got other things to do.
To be fair, I think it's hitting worse than he's letting on. You know Tom.
Yeah.
He doesn't do big emotion. He finds it hard to deal
with. Oh, he did make an effort.
Not a great communicator.
No. And it's all brought back memories of John, of course.
Oh, that must be the same for all of you.
Well, anyway, you're doing a fantastic job, Kirsty. We're really going to owe you.
No.
Looks as if we'll have to rely on your efficiency for a while longer. Can't see Helen doing anything this week.
Oh, no, she mustn't.
Probably not until after the funeral.
You still don't know when that'll be.
Well, the inquest has been set for Friday. We can't make any arrangements before that's over.
Oh, that's not going to help Helen.
No. She's still hardly sleeping. Her light's on for most of the night. You hear her padding around. Then she seems to doze off around about dawn.
Oh.
And when she wakes up, she seems to be in a daze for the rest of the day. She's not eating much either. Hardly touches her meals.
Well, do you think she ought to see someone?
Oh, yes. I've got her a doctor's appointment for this afternoon. I'm not sure
Kirsty?
If
she...
Oh,
Helen! Hi.
Hello. I didn't know you were here.
Just picking up the dairy stuff.
Not being much use, am I? Dumping you right in it.
Oh, hey, I'm fine. That's what I'm here for.
Right, well, if that's it, I'll shove off and get the cows in.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
No, thank you.
Kirsty, I'm sorry. I just can't.
Oh, don't worry about me.
I know I'm letting you down.
Hey, I'll get cross in a minute. Don't mind me. You look after yourself.
Oh, Kirsty.
Oh, I know. It must be so hard for you.
I just feel so hopeless. It all just keeps going round and round in my head. Why didn't I realise it? Why didn't I do something?
Oh, it's not your fault. You mustn't think like that.
But I wanted to go and see him. I nearly did. I asked Dad, but he said not to. He said that I should wait.
It wouldn't have made any difference.
How do I know that? Oh, I'm not blaming Dad. It wasn't down to him. It was my decision.
Helen, look. You've got to stop hurting yourself like this. It's not true. It's because you're tired, you're confused, you're not thinking straight. It happened. There's nothing we can do to change it. Now we've all got to help you get through this.
How? What can I do?
Well, for a start, you must try and take care of yourself. Eat and drink and rest.
Doesn't seem to be any point.
Oh, if you don't, it'll only make it worse. Your dad says you've not been sleeping.
It's no good. I try, but...
Oh, well, there are things you can take to help. Pills or remedies.
Dad wants me to see a doctor.
Okay. Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea, eh?
Came back about the templates. Checked on the marquee for the puppy show.
So that's where you've been.
Always go straight to the top. The area manager's a keen sportsman. Gave me 15%.
Oh, well done.
So we're on course.
Oh, how was your meeting with Brian?
Not so good, I'm afraid. Poor chap still seems pretty shaken up.
Yeah. Surprised he didn't cancel.
Well, it's not his style, is it? But you could see he was struggling to keep his mind on the business.
Did he talk about...
No, not much. They're all very worried about Helen, of course. And,
Yeah?
Well, he said that things aren't too good between him and Will.
Oh, who the... Oh, no!
Lillian? What's she doing?
Oh, help.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hello. Can you deal with her, Oliver?
Yes, but why?
I just can't face her, not now.
All right.
Isn't it a lovely afternoon?
Yes.
Sorry, I must dash. Bye, Lillian.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
She's in a hurry.
Late for work.
Never mind. It's you I'm after, Oliver.
Oh?
You know, you really have done wonders for this old place. I'd hardly recognise it from when the Grunders were here. I suppose it took a man of your good taste and imagination to see its true potential.
Well, that's kind of you to say. So, what can I do for you?
Oh, yes, business. Now, you see, Matt and I rode down this way this morning, and we were thinking what glorious country this is and how much we're looking forward to the start of the next season.
Uh-huh.
And what a disaster it will be if ever they go ahead with this dreadful hunting ban.
Yes, indeed.
So, we would like to make a small donation to your marvellous campaign. Is the cheque all right, darling?
Well, yes.
Well, I've made it out already to save us time.
Well, I can certainly tell you where to send it.
Oh, I can't bother with all that. Could you be a sweetie and send it off for me?
If you like.
Oh, thanks so much. Here, I'll leave it with you.
Well, that's extremely generous of you, Lillian.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm sure you and your campaign will put it to good use.
Thank you.
Oh, and while I'm here, how are you and Caroline fixed for the rest of the week?
The old chap's come out. Must be your turn next. Lucky they're not running too late.
No, this is no good, Dad. It's a waste of time.
No. Come on, love.
All she'll do is give me pills. I don't want to be doped up all the time.
She won't. Not if you don't want to.
So what's the point?
Well, she might be able to suggest something else. Even if it's just something to help you sleep better.
I don't know.
Oh, Helen, look, it won't hurt just to talk to her. It'll only take a few minutes.
Helen Archer!
Right, there. Off you go. As soon as you're done, I'll take you straight home.
Caroline?
Oh, hello. Did you manage to get rid of Lillian?
Yes, in a way. I know this is probably a bad time.
No, but... actually, I was just about to call you. I've heard from our social worker again. She rang me here about our home study.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. She was only confirming the dates and double-checking on some of the details.
So we're still on course?
Yes, she'll come and see me the week after next.
Ooh, as soon as that.
We knew to be around then sometime.
Oh, yeah. Strange how it's crept up on us.
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm beginning to feel that things are really starting to move.
Yes.
You're not worried about it, are you?
Me? No.
I suppose it is a bit daunting in a way. I mean, the idea of her observing us as we're working with children, watching our every move.
Now who's worrying?
No, I'm not really. It seems so long ago now since we started all this. I'm glad we're getting towards the end at last.
Me too.
Hello? We meet again.
Afternoon.
Both of them.
Yes.
I brought Matt up for a drink as a reward for all that hard riding we did this morning.
Well, the bar's open.
I am in dire need of something to ease the old saddle sores.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I hope you're both still on for Thursday.
What?
Don't say you found something better to do.
Oliver?
Oh, yes, darling. I meant to say, we've been asked for dinner.
dinner.
Oh, do say you can come, darling. I thought it would be so nice for us to meet without one of us having to borrow a key.
Oh, yes.
You are free on Thursday?
Yes.
Good. That's splendid.
We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yes.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oliver.
You see what she's like? I just couldn't say no.
I knew it was a waste of time.
Well, tell me what she said.
She was fine. She was really kind.
But she didn't give you anything?
There are drugs, but I don't know. She said medication can sometimes make it worse.
Okay, well, you didn't want that anyway.
And all this stuff about grieving being a natural process. Like I didn't know.
So she didn't suggest anything?
Counselling, maybe.
Well...
No, Dad. I don't want that, not now.
Okay. Well, it was worth a try.
But what can I do? It hurts, Dad. It hurts here inside. Sometimes I don't know if I can bear it.
I know, love. This is the worst time.
When
now.
When's it going to get better? How long will I go on feeling like this?
It will get better, I promise. You've got to hold on to that. Nothing lasts forever. If we can get through these next few days, they'll have the inquest and... Well, then we can start thinking about the funeral.
I just wish we could do it now. I wish they hadn't taken him away.
It won't be for much longer.
But it's like I didn't say goodbye to him before. And they won't let me say goodbye to him now.
Just a few more days, love. It's hard, I know. But we'll see it through. We'll see it through together.
It's a very special day for Clary.
Oh, that's lovely. As young as you feel. It's ever so kind of you to bring it round.
Well, I wanted to catch you before you went to work. Oh, hey, and there's this to go with it.
A present?
I dare say you've had plenty already.
No, this is the first.
Oh? What, nothing from Eddie?
Not even a card. And he said happy birthday to me this morning, so I know he ain't forgotten.
Oh. Morning. Oh, morning, Joe.
Oh, you're up early, George, Martin.
Ah, well, some folk have got jobs to go to. I'm still giving William a hand on the estate.
Look, Joe, yeah? George and Christine have given me a card and a present.
Oh, well, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, now, I wonder what it is. Oh, my sir. Oh, now, that is lovely.
Scarf, isn't it?
It's silk.
Ooh. Oh.
Eddie, look. Look what Christine and George give me.
Oh.
And a lucky. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, well, you'll have to excuse me now. Will will be wondering where I've got.
Say thank you to Christy. No, I'll go round and say it myself.
I'll pass it on anyway. Cheerio.
Bye-bye, George.
Bye.
Well, wasn't that nice?
Very tea in that pot.
Joe, wait. Mm-hmm. Haven't you got something to say to me?
Eh? Oh, happy birthday, Clarina.
Well, I've done well so far. A real silk scarf. My first present.
Yeah. Right then, got a busy day. Better get cracking.
Suit yourself. By the way, Eddie, was that the postman you was talking to out there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't he have anything for me?
You? I think so.
Well, I thought at least I might have had a card from Rosie.
Well, maybe it'll come tomorrow.
She's never missed before.
You better get a move on, love. You don't want to be late for work.
No, I suppose you're right. Oh, by the way, Eddie, might not be home for tea.
Eh?
No, I thought I'd call in and see Betty. She keeps asking.
No, you don't.
No, why not?
Because I saw Mike last night and he's taking her out.
To the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's nice for a man to treat his wife once in a while.
Leave it till tomorrow. That'll be better.
Much better.
All right, then.
Well, I'll see you later, I suppose.
Yeah, or bye then.
Oh, that was a close one.
Eddie, you sure pretending you ain't doing nothing for Clarice a good idea? It did seem a bit disappointing.
Oh, trust me. She'll be so surprised when she sees what we've done. It's going to make tonight even better.
Oh, so it's all a big surprise.
Yeah, Mum's not supposed to know.
Now I see. Right, put a bit more tension on the wire, lad.
Okay.
Well, a Parisian night, eh? Though I reckon Clary will twig there's something going on.
Yeah.
Hey, watch it. Oh, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, just caught the side of me collar.
Oof, lucky. Oh, I'm sorry, look. It just sprung back.
No, it was my fault. I did that and didn't fix it tight enough.
Okay, these things happen. Hey, you look dead beat. Why don't you go for your dinner and let me...
No, I'm all right.
I'm quite happy to.
I'm okay. I'm doing my job, that's all. I'm all right, I can manage.
Hey up. That wire could have taken you or I out. Now, come on. Sit down a minute over here. I know that you want to do your best for Greg.
Because I owe him, don't I?
Perhaps.
Greg always did the right thing by me. If I made a mistake, he told me. And helped me put it right. He never threatened to sack me. If some people hadn't been on his back all the time, if they treated him like...
Hey, whoa. Hold on. Now, are you saying it was all because of the way Brian treated him?
Yeah. You know how it was those last few months. Greg couldn't do nothing right.
Well, maybe. But we all have to put up with that sometimes. We all go through hard times. You just have to deal with it as best you can.
So why?
Greg wasn't a well man. He was depressed. He'd got things all out of proportion. Maybe he couldn't see a way out of it, but it was his choice. It makes no sense to blame Brian. He wasn't responsible any more than... Well, any more than me.
You?
Nah. When I saw him those last few times, well, perhaps he should have realised... They fooled me. I never guessed. And you know what I think? He'd already made up his mind. Deep down, he was determined. There wasn't any one thing that drove him to it. It was his whole life had gone wrong. So it's no good laying the blame at anyone's doorstep.
Hello, Will.
Ah, look who's here. Hello, love.
Hiya. I got your dinner, Will. Can't have you going hungry, eh?
Thanks, Em.
I got 5 minutes, if you...
Ah, you go on, I'll...
No, you go, George, I'll clear up.
Well, okay. And, Will, the offer still stands. Any time you'd like me to come in and do a few extra hours, well, you know Brian's given it the okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, you have a think about it, any road. I'll see you.
Bye.
Will, don't you want him to help? Will.
Come on, where's the matches?
You go.
No, yet. Oh, yeah.
When's she meant to be here?
Any time now. Pat's dropping her off. Here, look, you stick the last poster up while I light the candles.
Moulin Rouge.
There they are. Tables all set. Candles, posters, cards. Presents.
Yeah, that big French flag outside's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? She knows someone's up before she even comes
Look,
in.
Dad, you're going to meet her outside in your striped apron, speaking your best Francais. Oh, the flag will be the last thing she notices.
I suppose you're right.
Okay, now, food. Soup's in the pan. Doc's keeping warm in the oven. Pudding's in the fridge.
Eddie, the car. She's here.
All right. Don't panic. You go to the door.
Yeah, what about the music? The Morris Chevalier.
Where's the CD?
You have it.
No, you did. Oh, yeah.
Better calm down.
I am calm. Right, I'll put the music on. You go to the door. Quick.
What on earth?
Bonsoir, madame.
Hey, what's all this?
What's my flag doing here?
Je m'appelle Gaston. Bienvenue to the Café de Paris.
Café? Joe, what on earth are you wearing?
If madame would like to come this way. Madame?
What's going on?
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Bonjour, my chérie. Your table is waiting.
Ready.
If madame would allow moi to take her coat.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Surprise, eh, love?
Surprise? Oh, I thought you wasn't going to do nothing for me. This is wonderful.
You like it?
It's just like a real French cafe. However did you do it?
Well, he couldn't have the real Paris, so this is the next best thing.
Oh, Eddie.
We got a four-course meal waiting.
A meal?
Plus wine and aperitifs.
No.
All to be served by Gaston, our genuine French waiter.
Ah, that's moi.
I can't believe it. You did all this yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Well, all except the cooking. And there's some more surprises here.
Presents.
Of course. Do you want to open them now?
Yeah. No. If I'm going to be in Paris for a night, I better look me best. I'm going to go and change.
Scissors, Swill.
On the bed.
Okay. We don't have to stay long. Just take the present round. Say happy birthday.
No, I want to go. For Mum.
Will, you got to promise me you'll see Brian Aldridge tomorrow. Get that extra help from George.
Yeah, I'm going to. I feel bad about all those things I said to Mr. Aldridge. It's really stupid, you know?
Tell him. He'll understand.
I was so angry then. I just don't feel it anymore. It's gone. I just feel sad and empty.
It's because you're so tired.
Like, when the birds hatched this morning, me and Greg, we'd fetch those eggs. We set them. Now he's not here to see them hatch. Brought it home, you know. Made me realise how much I owe him. How different it's going to be without him.
Of course you'll miss him, but...
I know what he'd say. He'd say, snap out of it, stop moping and get on with the job.
That's right. And what did he say that last time? How much you deserve to get the head keeper's job?
I don't want to think about that now.
All right. But you go to Brian Aldridge, get that extra help from George. It's what Greg would have wanted too.
Go on, have a drop more.
No, I can't. Oh, go on then.
Wait. Gaston, fetch another bottle.
All right. Keep your hair on.
Don't you think he's run around enough?
You've got to say this for Ian. He makes a good profiterole.
Yeah. Pat is never going to believe me when I tell her. All this and I never guessed.
Oh, you deserve it.
Oh, Eddie.
I wish you could have had the real thing. If it weren't for a so-called mate of mine.
No. Let's not think about that. This is perfect, love.
Yeah, come on, Trudy. Come on.
Love the apron, Joe.
Yeah, you've got some visitors.
Oh, wow, look at all this.
Hello, Emma.
Mum, happy birthday.
Well, Tom, sweetheart.
Happy birthday, Clary.
Well, thank you, darling.
Well, we got another present for you.
More?
Hey, wait. I think a toast is called for. Gaston, wait. Fetch us a couple more glasses.
No. Don't, you'll embarrass me.
Right, all got your glasses ready?
Yeah, hold on. No. Voila!
Here's to the best wife and mum ever.
Oh.
And what, your daughter-in-law?
Only 50 years young today. Happy birthday, Clary.
Happy birthday.
An anxious day for Ruth and David.
Alistair's coming this afternoon to do our follow-up test.
I can see why you're keen to get back.
Well, if Adam's not around...
Yeah, he's down with the deer, getting our first few calves.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, it wasn't a firm arrangement. We made it last week. And lots happened since then.
Yes.
I'm not surprised he's forgotten. We can talk about the sheep another time.
Well, I hope you test clear at last.
Clear? Oh, it feels such a long time now, Brian, since it all began. It's almost become part of our lives.
I'm sure it can't be for much longer.
I don't know. I can't believe we'll be clear. It's just a question of how many reactors we get.
Well, if you only had a couple last time.
Three?
Well, that shows you must be winning.
Maybe. I'm definitely not counting my chickens.
Oh, no.
Well, that will.
Yes. Oh, dear. I wonder what it is now.
Why?
He's been very angry with me. Being too hard on Greg.
But surely...
He's made it quite plain. He blames me for what happened.
Oh.
Will, hello.
Afternoon.
Hi. Okay. Well, I'll have to get ready for Alistair.
Oh, yes. Okay. Bye, Ruth. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now, Will. Nothing wrong, is there? No problems with the incubators?
No. We had our first hatch this morning.
Good. Oh, that's encouraging. Well, was there anything...
Yeah, I want to apologise.
To me?
For what I said the other night about George helping and all the rest. I didn't mean it.
Really?
No, I was upset, you know. I wasn't thinking.
Will, I quite understand. I know just how you must have been feeling.
Yeah?
I know how much you thought of Greg. And what you and I went through last Friday. Well, it's not me sideways. It must be even worse for you.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have said those things to you anyway. No, it was all wrong.
Now, you mustn't worry. We'll forget all about it, okay?
Okay.
Good. Good, I'm going to have to rely on you even more from now on. Don't want there to be any ill feeling between us.
Oh, me neither. And if I could have some more help from George, I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. So you work out what's best between you and you let me know.
It's so lovely to see you. Yeah, let me get you...
No. I'd like to, but I can't stop.
Aww.
Yeah, I've got to see a man about a tenancy agreement.
Oh, well. You don't mind if I...
I thought I'd find you busy in the kitchen, not sitting around with the gin and fizz.
Kitchen? You know me, if you're after a busy little housewife, you've come to the wrong place.
But what about the dinner?
Oh, darling, you don't think I'm going to spend all afternoon slaving over a hot stove?
But it's Rolliver and Caroline. We need to do something a bit impressive. Can't just open a tin of sardines.
Do give me a little more credit than that. We are having roast lamb à la Villard César, followed by Basque pears.
Well, how...
Caterers, darling. The best in the county. They bring it over, we give it one way the oven. What could be simpler?
A pussycat, you are a genius.
Mm. Not just a pretty face, eh? But if you dare so much as breathe a...
No. My lips are sealed. I want us all to have a good time. No more misunderstandings, no more social embarrassments.
Oh, darling, do forget about that. It's just a bit of fun. Nobody's going to cross us off their party list for that.
No, you can never be sure with these hunting types. Say the wrong word and you're out of the club. Branded as some kind of a towny upstart.
Don't be silly.
You know what I mean. There's loads of jargon to get right, and all that rubbish about having to wear the right sort of boots.
Oh, relax, darling. Forget about all that nonsense. Just be yourself.
Lambs are doing well. We should have a nice bunch to send off tomorrow. Yeah, good. We lost a couple on the way down, though. Dad's gone back to fetch them. Is Ruth still busy with the TB follow-up?
Yeah,
I thought they might be through by now. That's why I came down.
No, they were running late, waiting for her to call.
I see. Well, let's hope no news is good news.
Yeah, but even if we are in the clear this time, we'll have to test again in another 60 days.
Yes.
We'll still be stuck with our movement restrictions. So I'm just trying to keep busy, bashing on with this.
I saw your grass as I came along.
Looking pretty fit.
Go on.
Yeah, well, Dad reckons it needs a few more days yet. Should be able to start next week, weather permitting. Anyway, listen, how are things with you, Brian? You bearing up?
Ah, I'm fine. Yeah, better than I was, anyway.
Oh, good.
Will came to see me. We've patched things up between us.
Yeah?
Yeah, a big relief, I can tell you.
Doesn't sound as if Helen's making much progress.
No. I saw Tony. He says she's worrying about the funeral. She's anxious to get on with arranging it.
Well, the inquest isn't until tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, maybe after then she'll be able to move on a bit.
Ah, that's Ruth.
What? Oh, no. Why's she come all the way down here? Hello?
Hi.
All right, then. Tell me how many.
Well...
Was it worse or better than last time?
I can't believe it. We were clear.
What?
There weren't any reactors. We're completely clear.
Yes! So I asked how much he wanted for the place. He came back with half a million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, can you credit it? So I said, with a sitting tenant. Now, pull the other one.
Matt, darling, you know my rule about talking shop.
Oh, yeah, sorry. There I go again.
Caroline's glass is looking quite empty.
Oh,
Caroline. Just a drop. Whoa.
Oliver?
It's very good. Is this the 95?
Yeah, not bad, Tipple. Isn't cheap,
right? No, I'm sure not.
Still, I know the vineyard. I was over there in 98.
Ah.
Looking at some property, of course. Thought I'd lay down a couple of cases.
Right, good investment.
The old patron there, he's a mate of mine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, I'll give you his name.
Oh, thanks. You a big francophile?
Well, I pop over there now and then.
Oh, did you hear about Clara's birthday surprise?
You
mean Eddie's attempt to recreate Montmartre to keep her Scottish?
Well, I saw Ed this morning. Apparently it was all a great success.
Oh, he'd gone to so much trouble. He got Ian to do the meal for him.
That's what I gather.
Well, he should have come to you, Lillian. That lamb was simply fabulous.
That's sweet of you, darling.
Tell me, did I taste nutmeg in there somewhere?
Oh, that's my little secret.
Oh, I was hoping I could pinch the recipe.
Are you a cook, Oliver?
Oh, not up to Lillian's standard.
You can flatter me all you like, sweetie. Well, well. See, how are the riding lessons coming on?
Oh, we're making good progress, aren't we, Matt?
Well, they say it's never too late to learn.
Oh, Matt, I haven't had a chance to thank you personally for your share of that very generous donation.
Oh, no, don't mention it. We were delighted to support such a worthy cause, weren't we, Lillian?
Money well spent, I'm sure.
Mm. Well, it'll be very much appreciated. We need all the support we can get.
Well, I think it's disgusting the way a bunch of Westminster politicos can tell us how to run our lives.
Hear, hear.
I didn't realise you felt so strongly about hunting, Matt.
Yes, did you get him started?
Absolutely. It's not just a tradition, is it? It's a way of life.
Absolutely.
And as soon as I can point a horse the right way, I'm hoping to come out with the South Borsager.
Good man. Well, perhaps you'd like to join me and sign our hunting declaration.
Well, is that some kind of petition?
Not exactly.
No, yeah, I'll put my name to it. Just show me the dotted line.
Excellent. If only more people were prepared to go to prison for their beliefs...
Sorry?
If there is a ban, you say you'd be willing to break the law, whatever the consequences.
I don't think it's really your sort of thing, darling.
No. If Oliver's willing.
Matt, we're talking about prison. You wouldn't last 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Well, no room service in there, sweetie. You'd have to do without your fancy wines and comfy slippers.
Comfy slippers?
Yeah.
Let's face it, you're not cut out to be a hero.
No, maybe you're right. I'll leave all that to the real men. Hey, Oliver?
Okay, glasses ready?
Whoops!
Sorry, completely out of practice for this.
There we go.
So. Oh, cheers. Here's to a TB-free herd.
Cheers. Not entirely free yet, though. We still have to wait another 60 days before we can...
I know. It's got to be worth a small celebration anyway, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Oh, it's nice to have something to feel cheerful about.
You're so lucky, really.
Aren't we just? Now, a lot of farmers would give anything to be in our situation right now.
I feel like we can actually start to relax for the first time in ages.
Yeah, me too. And we've even got a couple of days to catch our breath before we start on the silage.
Oh, I meant to ask you. What's this about Phil working on the silage camp?
Oh, yeah, he said he'd do the odd shift if we need him.
All in the camp?
Uh-huh.
You've got to be really on the ball for that.
Yeah, so?
So maybe Phil's getting a bit too old to be doing things like that.
Oh, come on, Dad's not that crook yet. He's well up to it.
Okay.
Well, he'll be fine. What we do need to do is to find out how much help we'll get from Tony.
Hmm.
I mean, with all the he's got on, he may not be able to come at all.
I suppose we just have to ask him.
Hmm. I'll give him a call tomorrow. You know, I was wondering if I should call Russ Little to see if he's found us a new herdsman.
He's still meant to be drawing up a shortlist.
Well, it might be interesting to see how he's getting on.
A little bit grushy, sir.
No, suppose not.
Oh, let's not think about that now. Let's just relax.
And that's his number in Bordeaux.
Okay.
You just mentioned my name. He always keeps back the odd case for special customers.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Matt.
Come on, we must let them go. I'm sure they've both got busy days tomorrow.
It's been a super evening, thanks so much.
Yes, indeed.
I dare say you'll soon have your hands full with this puppy show, Oliver.
I think it's fairly under control.
Yeah, fascinating, these old hunting traditions. You know, I've never been to one in my life.
Really? Well,
come on then, Oliver. Mustn't keep them standing around.
Yes, yes. Well, bye, Lillian. Thanks for a super meal.
Well, I'm glad that's over.
Oh, come on. It wasn't so bad. I quite enjoyed myself.
So I noticed. That was naughty of you, asking for the recipe. You knew perfectly well she'd brought it all in.
Well, sorry. I just couldn't resist it.
Still, you're right. It was less painful than I was expecting. She's a very good hostess.
Yeah. Matt's not such a bad chap, either.
In small doses.
Oh, I think his heart's in the right place. Very keen to support the hunt.
Oh, you know why that is.
Bit of a social climber, perhaps, but...
Yes, and he's so desperate to be asked to the puppy show.
You know, I almost gave way and asked him to the lunch.
What, at Grey Gables?
Just for the hell of it.
No, Oliver, don't you dare.
There's still no solace for Helen.
I was a bit short with Kirsty.
Oh, no, love.
Just the thought of dealing with all those customers.
You're not to worry. She's doing fine.
I can't sit around all day and do nothing. Well, look. If you like, you could pick the salad stuff for her friend.
Okay.
So long as you feel up to it.
Is there a list?
I can find it for you.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi. In the office, Mum?
Yeah, usual place. Mostly lettuce and cucumber.
You can get some stuff.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
She doing the salad?
She came and offered.
Yeah, it'll be good for her.
I think it's because of the inquest. She wants to keep herself busy.
Did she say anything about it?
No, but she knows you're going. Or have you changed your mind?
No, I'm about to go now. It might help Helen later. If she wants to know what happened, at least I'll be able to tell her.
Oh, I'm sure she'd much rather hear it from you than me.
Oh, come on, love. Try not to let it worry you.
It does upset me, Tony. I mean, how can I help her if I can't even get through to her? As soon as I try, the barriers come down.
Well, it's still early days. When she starts to
feel... Oh, we both know why it is. She still thinks I was against Greg, that I never approved of him anyway.
Pat, she's still in a state of shock. I haven't got much out of her either. I've had to wait for her to come to me.
She still looks so tired and ill and awful.
Look, let's get today over with. Then she can put her mind to the funeral. One step at a time, eh?
It's going to be one heck of a long journey.
Here. Look, this is only a suggestion, but what about George? He was probably the last person to see Greg. I mean, to really talk to him. Maybe if he had a word with Helen.
You think that might help?
Well, he's very fond of her. He'd be honest, but he'd be careful not to upset her either. Can't do any harm, can it?
Compost? First quality organic compost. Give your roses a treat.
You're right, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Roy.
So you gone back to selling your more legit lines?
Oh, yeah, half. Oh, very funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing anyway, Roy? Hanging around pestering innocent traders?
The afternoon off. Just looking for a bargain.
Yeah, well, just don't talk to me about meat, okay?
Well, seriously, though, everyone knows you wouldn't have touched the stuff if you knew it was condemned.
Everyone except the police.
Well, so you're still waiting to hear back from them?
They're keeping me hanging on, making me suffer.
Well, you don't know. May not come down so hard on you.
You know what your dad told me last night? He heard about this bloke who got 2 years for selling condemned meat.
Wow.
2 years.
Yeah, well, that's Dad for you. He's always looking on the bright side.
Just what I need to know, innit?
Well, even if he's right, you complete ignorance. You were conned.
Got no proof, have I? Just snatch his word against mine.
Okay.
Unless I can find another trader to back up my story. Someone else snatched conned.
Well, there's a guy here who's got meat for sale.
Hey, where?
We're just down by the gate. He's got a cold box full of the stuff. Why don't you ask him?
No prizes for guessing where your mind is.
Pat, I'm sorry. I'm doing it without thinking.
Yeah, carry on.
I've been humming it all afternoon. Colin's getting a bit fed up.
Yeah, it's nice. Cheer us all up.
You ready for some tea?
Oh, yeah, let me go.
No, I'll do it. You sit down.
Oh, well. Thanks.
He's a bit sick of hearing about my birthday, too. He's been teasing me about it.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'd rather have that than me worrying about Helen.
Is she still out in the polytunnel?
Yeah.
That's good, eh? Much better for her to keep busy if she can. There you go.
Thanks. When's Tony due back from the inquest? Oh, he shouldn't be long. He's got to start the milking.
Oh, hope it went all right.
There's not much to it, really. They'll go through the evidence, and the coroner will confirm that it was suicide.
It'll be good to get it over with.
Yeah. Come in.
Pat.
Oh, George, hello.
No, no, don't get up. I got your message. How's Helen doing?
Not good. Well, we just thought, as you were the last person to visit Greg...
You think it might help if I had a word, eh?
Would you mind? It just might help her to talk it through with someone. Someone who knew him well.
Oh, of course.
I know it's a lot to
ask. No, I'm willing to give it a go, but... But will she want to talk to me?
I don't know, George. All you can do is try.
Helen?
Oh, hi.
I don't mean to bother you, love. I just came over to see how you were.
Oh, that's kind.
No, actually, that's not the whole truth. Your mum and dad... Oh, that's not true either. I've been wanting to come and see you. I wasn't sure if you'd be up to having visitors.
Well, I haven't been very sociable.
Well, I can understand that. But if you'd rather I came back another day, just tell me.
No, that's okay.
You see, love, the last few days with Greg, I've been going over and over them in my mind. I'm sure it's been the same with you.
Yes.
I've been thinking about what happened during those last few weeks and days, trying to work out what was in his head. I kept wondering, maybe there was something I missed. Some sign, something he said that I didn't pick up.
Well, there's no point in you thinking like that, George. I'm the one who left him.
Well, of course, that's what you're feeling now. It's only natural. But the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that there was nothing that any of us could have done.
Well, I wish I could believe that.
When I went to see him that last time, looking back now, I can see that he'd already decided. That's why he seemed so calm and resigned. I was saying the same thing to Will. He'd made up his mind. He was determined.
But don't you see? If I'd gone back to him, then it may not have been too late.
No, love. He'd gone past that. He seemed almost relieved somehow. Well, I thought it was because he was moving on to another job, but it was his whole life he was talking about. He just didn't want to fight anymore.
But why? Why? If only... I just wish I could understand.
We'll have to accept that we'll never know for sure. He thought he'd failed at his job, of course. And perhaps with Annette and Sonia, too. Michelle telling him he couldn't see them anymore. That hit him really hard. Maybe that was the worst blow of them all.
He was so hurt.
But I'm quite sure in my mind that it wasn't any one thing or any one person.
What else did he say?
Oh, we talked about his new job. Small talk. How he'd been clearing up the house, sorting things out. He didn't seem depressed or desperate. Just calm and decided. Oh, I'm sorry, love. I didn't mean to make it worse.
No. No, you haven't. I'll be all right.
Do you want me to fetch your mum?
No, no, I'm fine.
Okay, then. Look, perhaps I should leave you now. But if you ever want to talk...
Thanks, George. Thank you for coming.
Eddie?
Hello, love.
Hi, Clary.
Oh, Roy, hello.
You're early.
Me and Colin cleaned up in record time. I were telling him all about my wonderful birthday.
Oh, yeah. Full marks all round, I reckon.
Oh, it was such a lovely surprise.
You sit down, love, I'll get you some tea.
That's okay, I had some at Pat's. You all right, Eddie?
Not really.
Oh, no. What's happened now?
There was another trader selling meat at the car boot. Eddie went and had a word with him.
Well, did he know anything about Snatch?
Yeah, if he did, he wasn't seen. Told me to shove off and mind my own business.
Well, at least you try.
I told you, it won't do no good. Mike's right. I'll end up getting 2 years.
Right?
That's what happened to a bloke in you.
Oh, listen, don't listen to what Dad says. Knowing him, he's got it all wrong.
Roy's right. If Usha says you'll just get a phone...
Usha's not making any promises.
Oh, you mustn't upset yourself, love. They mightn't even charge you at all.
Don't count on it.
Well, even if they do, at the end... You've still got me and Joe and the boys.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, it would have been better if you'd never touched that meat in the first place.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that.
But we're lucky to have you.
Really?
Oh, of course we are, you daft thing. I'll stand by you whatever happens. So there.
Hello, I'm back.
Hi. I was wondering where you got to. Won't be a minute. I just managed to spill a couple of litres.
Okay.
So, how was the inquest?
Well, just as we thought. No big surprises.
Dad?
Oh, hello, love. Sorry I was so long, I got caught in the traffic.
So? What happened? What was the verdict?
It was just as we thought.
Yes, but what exactly did the coroner say?
That Greg took his own life.
Is that all?
Yes. It's all over and done with.
Okay. So I can go ahead and arrange the funeral?
Yes.
Oh, we needn't think about that now, love.
Mum, I have to get it sorted.
Of course you do.
It's quite late to start thinking about that today. Leave it till tomorrow.
Right. Helen, I'm tired. I'm going to my room. Right.
I think she's okay. She seems a bit more settled.
George came over and spoke to her.
Oh, that was good of him.
Yeah, I think it's really helped. And now the inquest's over.
Yes, Helen's right. The sooner we can arrange the funeral, the better.
Yes, but I've been thinking, before we make any firm arrangements, we'll have to talk to Michelle.
Well, why? Surely it's what Helen wants that matters.
Well, who knows? Michelle may want to come over. And what about the girls?
Do you think she'll let them come?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll want to be here.
Oh, yes, but...
I don't like it either, Tony. But I'm afraid we'll have to call her.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.